the last chapter of Shaar Yichud V'Emuna. So last week we talked about how the Tziruf HaShemes, how the various combinations of letters, make yourself at home, how the various combinations of the letters create, not created, but continue to create everything that goes on in the world, and the world is inseparable from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we'll learn Perek Yud Beis, and then we'll draw at least one practical lesson from all this theoretical stuff. You got a copy there? Okay. So listen carefully. Rak. Perek Yud Beis, Daf Petas. Rak. Shahabruim Mischalkim Liminehem. Creations are divided, each according to their kind. B'chlolois uvifrotois, in general and in detail, al yedei shinui hatzirufim v'chilufeim utmuris kanal, through what we described last week as the exchanges, the switching, the gematrias, all of the 20. Remember last week he described that each one of the chav beizoizis, each one of the 22 letters, has its own shape. And that shape speaks about the type of Ashba. That's my father. He has the Makur. Hold on 1 second. Pause me there. So each one of the 22 letters are shaped differently. Now, obviously, in any other language, when you got to shape the letters differently, it's because if you don't shape them differently, you're not going to be able to distinguish one from the next. Right? But by Lashon HaKodesh, it's not happenstance. You can't make up your own letters, and certainly Ksav Ashuris and Sefer Torah, the letters got to be written in the exact way, otherwise it's an invalid Sefer Torah. So each letter creates its own hamshach, its own form of withdrawal from the spiritual bank above. Then take that and now combine it into words. So you take each of these letters, for instance, take the word Av. Now Av is probably one of the simplest words in the Hebrew language, Aleph Beis. It begins with the Haskalah of the Aleph Beis. It means Av Echad L'Kulanu, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it refers to father and to a father, and so on. So taking those two letters and putting them together, unlike English, which is just the combination, you're all familiar with my grandfather's line, when anybody would correct his English, so he would say, I don't understand. You want to correct my Lashon Kodesh, you could say that there's a right and a wrong, because Lashon Kodesh was created by God. English was created by humans. So he said, if I make a mistake in Lashon Kodesh, there's a right and a wrong. He says, By English, what are you correcting me for? Who made it? Another person who says, I'm a person too. But why is he right and I'm wrong? That's a shtimnisht. So, it's more than just a combination of symbols. There's etzem hamshacha, there's an essence of a particular form of withdrawal that's going on. That's what he's saying. So let's start again. Pretty good base. Rakshabruim mischalkim lemineim bechlolus beprotis. All creations, and we know that there are millions and billions of types of things in the world. They're all created, generally in detail, through the different combinations. Vichilufeim, and they're switching, meaning he's referring here to atbash, for instance, the alpha base, where you switch an aleph and a tough are interchangeable, and those various things. Utmuris, in the switching of letters canal. Kichol ois, because each letter, hi hamshachas chius, is a form of a drawing down of a life source. V'koyach miyuchad proti, and an individual power. Ukeshin itstarfu oisiyos harbelias teva. When you combine a whole bunch of letters together to turn them into a word, Azai then milvad riboy mini koyches v'chius hanem shachim kifim misper oisiyos shebeteva. Look what he does here. In addition to the new combination of how many letters are needed to create this, creation. And again, I'm not sure which which words in Lashon Kodesh, due to the fact that it has more letters, is a more complicated being. I don't know that that's not necessarily the what he's saying here. But what's clear is that what he's saying is that the number of letters are also significant. And by the way, you see that in Gematria, this gives you a little insight into how Gematria works, because very often when you take two things and equate them in Gematria, you add to the number of letters in the word. Was it a game? According to what he's saying here, it's no game. Because the number of Isis is another form of the Hamshach, and that equals as much as a letter itself. So if you have a three-letter word, that's not just a coincidence. There's essence in that. Okay? In addition to the number of life forms that are drawn according to the letters in each word, what's more than all of that is Hamshachas Koyach Elyon V'Chias Klolis HaKoyleles Ushkula Keneged Kol Mini HaKoyachas V'Chias Proti Shal Oisius. In addition to that, you have the complete and total picture of the word, which corresponds to all of the detail combinations of each of the values of the letters. And there's something that supersedes all that. What's that? More than the gematria, and more than the number of letters, and more than the meaning of each letter. And that is the power of him mechabrison umitzarfison yachad. It's that energy that combines all of those letters, lashpia koyach v'chius la'olam hanivre b'teva zu l'klalei l'frota. It's the very power of the Creator that brings together these letters in the form that it's going to create. Nazadam Aleph Dalet Mem. It's going to create a man. So that koyach that can bring together, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. We'll see in a minute its impact on human activity. Take a look at the footnote here, the Haggah. Well, the fish called Oisva Oisvachav Beis Oisias HaTorah, due to the fact that each and every letter of the 22 letters of the Torah, Yam Shachas Chius, is its own individual withdrawal, v'koyach miyuchid prati, an individual power, she'en enimshach b'yis acheres, that cannot be brought about with any other letter. L'kach, for this reason, gam timun nasan b'ksav, therefore even their shape in the written form, kol ois hi b'tzmuna miyuchedes pratis, each letter has to be formed in its own picture, ha'meira al tzira amshach v'izgalis o'er v'achius, that points to that form of that withdrawal and that revelation of energy, that can only be brought about through this letter. Somebody who understands the letters understands why it has to be, each word has to be made up dafka of these letters. I just found, it was last Shabbos going through my svarim. You know, every now and then it's good to know what you have. So they put together a sefer from the Shevet Musar. Shevet Musar was a Yoel Cohen from Izmir. He was a Sephardi, clearly. And he wrote a whole bunch of Svarim. Somebody went through all of his Svarim and brought everything relevant to the letters. So he goes through every one of the times that in the Torah you have a large letter and a small letter, what the purpose of that is, and referencing all kinds of things. And he goes through this whole sefer here on what the shape of the letter points to and what the deeper meanings of each of the letters are. It gives you a little glimpse into the deeper purpose. Today is Lag BaOmer. It's one of these days when they celebrate Rabbi Akiva. So there's a medrash called Oisius to Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva, Aleph. Ma'u Aleph, Rabbi Kiva speaks. What's an Aleph? Melamed sh'amra teira emes lamad picha. Teach your mouth to speak truth. Aleph Lamed. Kadesh Tizke L'Chayim Abba, in order that you should merit the world to come. Picha L'Mad Emes, Kadesh Tizke L'Chayim Abba. And he goes through, you know, all these things, all the letters. Oisius to Rabbi Kiva. Anyway, the Sefer is called Oisius Elio, about the meaning, the deeper meaning of letters. Now, so let's see. He's going to give us some examples of where letters play the role. Kigoin derech mashal. For instance, in the way of an example. We know that the pasuk that created the heavens is Yehirikia, let there be a Rikia, page 178. So with that statement of Yehirikia, the Rebbeinu Shlem created seven skies, whatever that means. And then everything that's in the heavens, that's in those seven Rikias. We find that Chazal tell us, Shchakim is Shemayim, one of the names is called Shchakim. Shibay Rechayim Oimdois. There are two big, Rechayim is a mill, right? So there's two big millstones. What do the millstones in heaven do? They grind up the man for the tzaddikim. In case you ever wondered where the man of tzaddikim comes from, it's from two big heavenly millstones. Zvul, it's another name of one of the Shemayims. Shebo Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash Mizbeach. That's where the Rebbeinu Shalayim is storing the third Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach and Yerushalayim of the future. Machain is another name. Sheboy Artsois Sheleg, that's where Milwaukee is. Vaitz is Barad, there is where snow and hail is. Sheklalas Arakim Nivru Bechayim Bechayom and Bechlalas Tevis Elu. What's Chazal telling us, he's saying here? That all of the Rakim were created and exist and are moment to moment sustained with these letters. Shebamami Yerakia. All of these letters are contained in Yerakia. Uprote Abruim Shebazayan Rakia and the detailed creations of all these seven heavens. Never call Prat Mehem Bechai Vekai Mezit Sidif Oisizim Tevis Elu. Everything that exists in one of these heavens and in one of the earths and in the oceans and so on exists because of some combination of letters of these words from the 10 statements of creation, Echilufeim, or their switches with Muraseim, their exchanges, Shen, Kefib, Chinas, Chios, Hanib, Raproti, each detailed according to the life source needed for that individual creation. Kichol, Shinu, Itzirif, Warkovas, Varigas, Akechis, Vachios, because every change from one being to the next is, in essence, a different combination of those letters. B'shinui shekol ois akademis b'tzirif yagiveres os. Now he also introduces a very fascinating concept. He tells you, in the structure of words, the first letter is the primary letter in the word. Okay? So, shekol ois hakedemes b'tziruf, every letter, I'm sure he's talking here about the sherish of the word. So each letter in every word, the letters that come earlier in the word, have greater power. It is the main part of this creation. V'hashar, and the rest of the letters in the word, Tfeilis aler are secondary to it. V'nichleles ba'ira, and they are contained in the light of that word. Ayudeze nivraz biri chadosha. And by doing so, and interchanging the letters, we understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu now creates new creations. V'chein b'chilufi ha'isiyas oit murisayim. And so too, when you switch around the letters, nivraz biri chadoshes. Pchusei amala, they're going to be less chashuv, be'erach ha'nivroim, mo'isis atzmam, less so than the letters themselves. Ki'en derech marshal, dugmas ora meir balayla ba'aretz, min ha'yireach. He says, for instance, I'll compare this to the light that illuminates at night on planet Earth comes from a body called the moon. Right? Ve'or ha'yireach hu me'ha'shemesh. And the moonlight is a reflection of the sun. Is v'nimtza or shal ha'aretz. And now when we look at the reflection of the light that exists on Earth, hu'or ha'or shal ha'shemesh. It is the the reflection of the reflection of the sun. Okay? So too, in the way of a mashal, the 10 statements of creation, they are the general package, the big package. When they are the most powerful emanation from Hashem's midas, to bring the world into existence. From out of nothingness, son of the Kaiman, and to give them their existence and to sustain them. As long as the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to be interested in keeping it going. Daf tzaddik. And from the general withdrawal of this illumination, hey Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlom illuminated, and he drew from it, told the Seo, all the subcategories, the anfeo and its branches, Shem toldos v'amshachas ha'or, and they are second and third and fourth categories from that general withdrawal. Ma'isias v'henen chilufias is the more times the letters are reduced. Utmurasayim ubara mehem bruim protim. The Rebbeinu Shlom created many subcategories. Shebchol oylam in each and every world. V'chein heir Hashem oid. The Rebbeinu Shlom continued to illuminate. V'himshich v'hirid ha'ara de'ha'ara de'ha'ara, a ray of a ray of a ray. Me'ha'arais ha'isiyas, from the rays of these letters. V'himshich oid v'hirid ad lamata mata, all the way into our world. B'chinas hishtalshlus, using this process that he called at the outset the chain of events. Until how far did it go? Until the Rebbeinu Shlom created California. And their names are things like stone and dirt, things, objects that have no apparent life force. So we need to ask ourselves, so he just spent 12 prokim teaching us the method of creation and how creation is a reflection or a projection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating this world at each and every moment. Why is it important for us to know this? Or as my father says, how is it going to help us tie our shoes in the morning? This knowledge. So, this was originally the first Sefer HaTanya, these 12 Brokim. And later the Baal Tanya switched it to the second, Chelek Sheni. But one of the things that they point out, that the later Svarim point out, is that he felt very strongly that what impacts a person's actions is emunah more than das. You know, the Ramatullah brings in several times in Peliyot, but it's really from the Kutetera, from the Baal Tanya, this concept of rachmana, of ganve al pum machtar to rachmana kari, that the thief, as he's about to break into the house, utters a tefillah. You know, he puts on his gartel and says a shilamalis, right? Rebbeinu Shalom, please let this come off without incident, that I should get away with a lot of money. And we laugh because it seems to be so corrupt. But we all do it on some level. We have a disconnect. And he maintains that the disconnect is the result of a lack of das. It's a lack of integration. And the more we can see reality for the reality that it really is, for the emanation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isis coming to life, the quicker we will be to use the world for Ratzon Hashem and not to abuse the world against the Ratzon Hashem. That's one application. So I remember that in Maranayim there's a lot of talk about Isis. He's very busy with letters. And those out. So and this is in a whole bunch of places in Maranayim. What pages do we have there?
Tough base.
So this is the Maranayim and the Likutim in the second volume. Pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol beisi nemanu. Moshe Rabbeinu is trusted in Hashem's entire home. Amar Amalochim, so Chazal tell us that the angel said lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nochem, have a copy? There's another copy in the copy. You have one? Right on top. There's a copy there. Amar Amalochim b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angel said to Hashem, At noisin reshus l'meisha lichtev. But God, you're allowing Moshe to write this Torah? Who yichtav kol Moshe yetzah? He's going to write whatever he wants. It's very dangerous. God forbid that Moshe would do that. But I feel even if he would write his own, he would be trusted. Moshe is trusted. If he would do that, how could you say he could be trusted? What greater corruption can there be than Moshe Rabbeinu writing his own Torah? I'm going to have a seltzer there, please. Acha inyan. The concept is as follows. Sha'almer chazala Torah kodma lo'elam alpayim shalom. The Torah preceded the world 2,000 years. How do you have a world 2,000 years before God created time? It's a shtickle contradiction in terms. How do you have 2,000 years? What it means is that the Torah preceded first and foremost in Machshava. Now that we learn this, we have a little glimpse into what that means. What it means is that before there was a mimer, there was a stage before that. Where was it? It was written from Bereshis until the last word Leinikol Yisrael. And it was concealed, completely concealed without expression in Kaviyachol, whatever you refer to as Hashem's Machshava, that which exists before creation. Uksiv, Pasuk says, Va'alf chachma va'alf chabina. Aluf chachma, aluf bina. Ve'hem hem alpayim shana nirmis bidvareim. This is the Aleph, means that which preceded. Shnei alafim chachma ubina, sha'ater yatsamim. This refers to not 2,000 years, but the two Alephs, which are the Alephs of chachma and bina, that Torah emanated from Kiyaraisam Chachma Nafkis. We had the same thing here in Tanya. Torah comes from Chachma. Chachma Bina Nikroim Reim Delim Espashin. And Zohar it says that Chachma and Bina are called two friends that never part. Kidichsiv Pia Pascha Vachachma Vaseris Chesed Alishaina. Kiyaraisam Aschalosim Izayin Yime Abinyin. With the Torah as we have it starts from the 7 days of creation. Kidichsiv Ailam Chesed Yibana. Before this, it was concealed in Machshava. The beginning of the Torah as we know it now, where it comes to the level of pi, of utterance. At the beginning was this concealed Torah. Mamash, consistent with what we've been learning here, where does it start? Where does this world of chesed start? It starts when it comes to expression, to the tongue. At that stage, that this concealed Torah becomes revealed from thought into a mimer, into speech, that whole process, Hoya al Yidei Chesed, was for the sake of Chesed. Shenislabesh v'nizgale b'levush, it was put into some form. V'yotza el izgalus b'dibur v'oisis, and it came to revelation with speech and in the form of letters. It is the same thing that existed in its concealed form originally. Now, Minixim. Pasuk says, Tzadik Meshul B'Yidah Tzadikir. Tzadik rules in the fear of God. V'amru Chazal. Gemara Mayed Katan says, Mi Meshul B. Hashem says, who rules over me? Strange words. Tzadik. The tzaddik rules over God, says the Gemara. Shani goyzeh gzeira. Hashem says, I can make a decree. V'hatzaddik v'hu mevatla. And the tzaddik can come ahead and nullify it. V'hikshe b'zayir HaKodesh, says the Zayir, v'chi kitrug d'amari. You? What, they're the boss of God? V'tirit sham. The Zayir answers. So he's going to paraphrase. As we just described, the Rebbeinu Shlomo created the world in a perfect balance of chesed. For the tachlis of chesed. The Rebbeinu Shlomo only wants to do good. Elo. The wicked corrupt the original mercy, and they distort it and turn it into harshness. Because that's the power that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave humans. When we see tragedy in the world, the wicked corrupted the world and created this evil by distorting the letters of creation. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes forth no evil. Hashem doesn't want this. They are the ones who cause this distortion. It's almost as if they are forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. How do they do this? It's by distorting the letters. They take the letters of creation, the very statements, the utterances that were kule chesed, and in their distortions, they distort them. Let me give you an example. Tzuriel showed me the Degel Machan Ephraim, as Yotzeh was today. So he says that it's known that his grandfather would always say, the grandfather of Baal Shem HaKadosh, on the Pesuk in Mishle, Chamas Melech v'ish chacham yichapreno. So he said there was a story in the city of Zaslav that there was a tremendous fear that went on there because the Av Bezdin of Ostra left the city and the Baal Shem HaKadosh was in the city of Kamenke at the time. And there was an earthquake or something going on. So he said the pshat in this pasuk that from the Rebbeinu Shlomo's mouth comes forth the letters that operate the world. And the letters, when they hit the receiver, depending on the kli, depending on who is receiving it, that's how the letters either fall the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted them to, or Rachmana Litzlan, the receiver can distort the letters. For the good or for bad. So when there's a tzaddik who knows the letters as they come out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so even if he sees them falling in a harmful way, he can take them and reorder the letters with his tefillah. That's the process of tefillah. And that's why, if a person can, they should daven b'lashon HaKadosh. And dafka with these words that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put together for us in Shemoneh Esrei and so on, because they understood the Tziruf HaYosius, right? So he says, see, even though they take the letters and they corrupt them for evil, he can take the letters and with his chachma, with his wisdom and his prayers, kimay min meis, the word for death, the tzaddik can come along and turn it into tam, to wholesomeness. Uminega, he takes a plague and takes those same three letters and turns them into Eineg, which means pleasure. Everything according to the letters of the Gzad Din. The Sipir and the Baal Shem Tov repeated Shekein Asa B'Zaslav, that's what he did. He went into Zaslav where this was going on, because he saw that they took the letters and they distorted them, and the Baal Shem Tov came along and reordered the letters, V'nishar Rishimasan Pachad, and he was able to reorganize these letters, V'hovin Zek Kizek Klal Godol, and understand this, because this is a fundamental of tefillah. So the moment we understand what the Baal Tanya has been teaching us here in these 12 chapters about the process of creation, we get a little insight into the power of speech, into the power of letters, and according to what the Degel is saying here. Now you can see here what he's saying. Go back to the Moranai. About six lines in. This, how do we switch it back? By returning the letters. These are the letters of the Torah with which everything was created. As the Baal Tanya just taught us so extensively. It's all the way you combine the letters. So the Rishayim come along and they take the letters and distort them and turn them into harsh judgment. Uba tzaddik, so the tzaddik comes along, Shimon bar Yochai and his ilk, umahapech hatzirufim l'toiva, and he takes all these letters and combines them l'toiva. Isias hanal ba'atzmam, the very same letters that were creating the harsh judgment, mishapchin l'toiva, they are transformed to good. Is nimtza? What's he really doing? A tzaddik isias b'chafetz v'ratzon Abayi Baruch Hu. The tzaddik is not ruling against God. Quite the contrary. When the tzaddik restores the letters to where they need to be, he's doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechofetz chesed, the Rebbe Shlomo wanted the chesed. V'arishoyim em shegarmu hepechefetz v'ratzon. It was the wicked who corrupted the creation. Sh'apchul emidus hadin, they transformed it into judgment. V'emayikit tigru the Gemara. They were the kateger. They were the ones who prosecuted against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Maranayim, Vizel me, Mishal be tzaddik. Not who's ruling over me, but who's ruling with me, tzaddik. Ratzalayim, me, maybe I'm Mishal be. Who is returning the rulership to me, tzaddik? Me, Mishal be. Who is the one who is returning the master of the mastery of the world to me? It is the tzaddik. Kereshayim also heperch inside of a dietek, because the wicked did the opposite of Hashem's will. Pointing to the direction that, God forbid, Hashem is not in charge. Come the righteous. They transform the letters as it was Hashem's desire. Whose desire is only chesed. And that becomes the he restores the world to the way Hashem wanted it. That's the true rulership of Hashem. And he goes on to explain that that was Moshe Rabbeinu's gift, and that therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever he would have written, would have been restoring the Rebbeinu Shalom back to the original plan, the original chesed. Okay? So we get somewhat of an understanding that once we have the Havana that the Baal Tanya gave us into how the world is created with these letters, we now have the tools to understand the building blocks of creation. The power of tefillah, the harmful nature of evil speech, and of what a person does when they distort the world and they utilize the world in a dangerous way, how we can literally unleash plague and destruction on the world, because we're playing with the very building blocks of creation. And conversely, when a Jew does one ma'aseh tov, one good thought, one word of Torah, we have the ability to heal the world, because we have under our domain the building blocks of creation. It's a tremendously empowering thing. So now that we finish our Yichud V'Emunah, go back to the beginning and relearn Tanya, go back to Torah anytime to recap, review. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll start on a whole new journey. We did Igeres HaTshuva already, so we'll start the Igeres HaKodesh, and it's going to be quite the experience. Because I have no idea what they are.
So ostensibly the...